British newspapers today praised the judge who overturned the original verdict against British au pair Louise Woodward and substituted a finding of involuntary manslaughter. When Woodward was found guilty of second-degree murder on October 30th, the same papers had criticized the judge and the entire American legal system. While many in England celebrate, those close to the victim are not pleased, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
When Judge Hiller Zobel resentenced Woodward and allowed her to go free, District Attorney Tom Riley said he was stunned and astounded, as were the parents of Matthew Epen, who were not in court.
They can't understand this any more than I can understand it. They were victimized once, and they've been victimized again.
Massachusetts law gives judges broad powers to change a jury's verdict if they believe justice would be better served. Judge Zobel said this was one of those rare cases. He said he was moved by reason and by his conscience to put a compassionate end to Louise Woodward's legal nightmare. Judge Zobel said he believed Woodward acted more out of frustration, bad judgment, and immaturity than malice, which is the standard for murder. And he noted that if the jury had the option, they might well have voted for the lesser charge. Indeed, one juror said yesterday he was relieved by the judge's decision, but District Attorney Riley called the move arbitrary and vowed to appeal it.
The same judge had found that the evidence was sufficient for a jury to find her guilty of murder. And the same judge that had found her guilty of manslaughter, of killing Matthew Epen. The same judge that she lied to. Well, by 4 o'clock, Louise Woodward was walking the streets of Cambridge. I'm sickened by what happened. I'm saddened by what happened. I really am.
For their part, Louise Woodward and her parents left the courtroom last night to spend their first moments alone outside prison since February. Defense attorneys describe Woodward as relieved, but also determined to clear her name completely. They insist Louise Woodward is no more guilty of manslaughter than she was of murder. Defense attorney Harvey Silverglate says they have the scientific evidence to prove that Matthew Epen did not die of shaken baby syndrome, as prosecutors charged.
There is more at stake than just this case. We fear that if something isn't done to make sure that this doesn't happen again, it will happen again to somebody else. And other people who are innocent will stand charged and perhaps wrongly convicted. So we're not quite done.
To that end, defense attorneys will be asking a higher court to grant Woodward a new trial. But Northeastern University Law School Associate Professor Rose Zaltic-Jick says they have little chance to win and a lot to lose.
They are taking a huge gamble that they will be able to win again. They are going to try their evidence out again on a new jury. They're also taking an incredible gamble that if they lose, in the sense of she's convicted against a manslaughter, that another judge might not, in fact, resentence her to something much higher.
Woodward agreed to give up her passport yesterday, and she has to stay in Massachusetts until appeals of her case are resolved. But Professor Zaltic-Jick says it's likely that a higher court will quickly reject prosecutors' efforts to undo what Judge Zobel did yesterday.
Basically, the appellate court would have to decide that Judge Zobel went outside of the bounds of discretion. He has the power to decide it, but that he exercised it not just wrongly, but that it was an abuse for him to have decided it this way. That's a very high standard for the prosecution now to have met.
Meantime, legal experts say yesterday's extraordinary decision by Judge Zobel may have broader implications on issues ranging from mandatory sentencing to how future juries will regard their deliberations now that they've seen this jury verdict changed by a judge. But for many members of the public, yesterday's decision restores some confidence in a judicial system they believe had misfired. Janet Beaton, a former nanny, was among those who watched yesterday's verdict with other Woodward supporters in a bar not far from the courthouse.
I'm so glad that it's kind of over, you know what I mean? Everybody involved so we can go on and it just basically renews my faith in the justice system, which is, you know, has been going down slowly.
Many gathered yesterday also expressed sympathy for Matthew Epen's parents. Even defense attorneys and Judge Zobel made a point of noting the pain suffered by the Epins. As a father and a grandfather, the judge said, he recognized the indescribable pain that Matthew Epin's death caused his family. After Woodward was allowed to go free, the defense put it even more simply, noting, "There are no winners in this case."